This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi Mining Solutions, bringing relevant mining, engineering and strategic consultancy services to a dynamic industry. Tuesday, May 5, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. The black-controlled JSE-listed Sekhanjalo Investments, along with high-net-worth Middle Eastern families, had bid $150 million for the provisionally liquidated Pamodzi Gold. Sekhanjalo CFO Khalid Abdullah said that the $150 million was part of $500 million from a separate fund that members of Middle Eastern families had for the potential rebuilding of the stricken Pamodzi Gold. The miner owns the President's Dane gold mine in the Free State, the Orkney gold mine in Northwest Province, and the hedge-burdened East Rand operations in Gauteng. The South African government has provided 2.5 million rand a month to the East Rand operations for the month of January, February and March for the preservation of the Grootvlei mine's crucial underground water pumping process. Canadian diversified miner Teck Resources intends to launch an offering of senior secured notes. It'll use the proceeds to pay borrowings under its bridge credit facility. Last year, Vancouver-based Teck took on $9.8 billion in debt to fund its acquisition of the assets of Fording Canadian Coal Trust. The firm reached an agreement last month with the lenders to defer $4.4 billion in payments due this year, including $3.5 billion on the bridging facility, which comes due in October. Part of the deal is that the company must reduce the $5.2 billion left on the bridge to $3.5 billion by October. Also making headlines, the Xstrata Merafe ferrochrome venture is 76% down on last year. South African gold firms are expected to report improved earnings on a stronger gold price. Barrick Gold reports its first gold pour at its new Tanzanian mine, and the VM Group predicts that the silver surplus will narrow in 2009. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.